Blog Talk Radio.
Many men. These things is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again on Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock for a interactive Bible blog. And for those of you who are new, if you're wondering, interactive Bible blog means that you can call in and you can participate with the speakers, and we can just have a dialogue on what the word says. This evening we have with us Elder Rose Cook, and she's going to be speaking from Isaiah 40:31, and her topic is Be Blessed, Be Blessed. Amen? Be blessed. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to turn it on over to Elder Rose, and we're going to, you know, interactively just digest as we move forward, as the Lord says so. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your guidance. We thank you for who you are. We pray, Lord, that you just manifest your word, Heavenly Father, illuminated in our minds and in our hearts, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just unveil the mysteries, Heavenly Father, that as we seek your word, Heavenly Father, that you would speak to our hearts. And then after we, after you speak to our hearts, Father, we pray that you would just allow us to apply it, Heavenly Father, to our lives. We pray, Lord, for blessing for those who are listening by internet, by phone. We pray, Lord, that this ministry, Heavenly Father, this blog, interactive blog radio, would be a blessing, Heavenly Father, to someone who may be listening. Father, we pray that we may decrease, that you may increase. Lord, we pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray for all those that stand in need for prayer. And, Lord, Father, we just turn everything over to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to right now again for those of you that don't know and for those of you that do know, Elder Rose is from out of Atlanta, and she is going to, we're going to turn the mics on over to her, and we're going to move forward. Amen. Elder Rose, are you available? Okay, I must not have my mics potted up for her. Elder Rose.
Hello?
Elder Rose, can you, Elder Rose, can you hear? Amen.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't have the mics. I didn't have the mics potted up.
Okay.
I didn't have the mics potted up. Amen. We're going to turn it over to you. Amen. And we're just going to move forward as the Lord says so.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord, everybody. Hope you all had a good day today. Tonight is an exciting word on tonight, and I pray that you will be blessed through the word that's coming forth and what God has given unto me on tonight. Amen. We're going to a familiar passage of Scripture. Just one scripture tonight. I know that Elder has explained that this is an interacting Bible study, and if you have any questions, any feedback, any you could piggyback off of what I say. I don't mind you interjecting with me. I like to hear what you have to say as well. So I don't want to do all the talking tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible tonight, we're just going through one scripture, which is Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. And there's some things that God put in my spirit to pull out. So tonight we're going to just talk tonight. And it reads as follows. 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the word of God is blessed. And basically my topic tonight is, the simple topic is wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on him. As I see today, as we deal with stuff on today, we see that everything is a microwave. Everything's quick. But I come from the old school, knowing that things take a process, and we have to wait on some things for the Lord to do for us. And it's not just a microwave thing. Like, I see how we pray. You know, a lot of us pray a microwave prayer, like, God, do this, and boom, that's it. But no, you have to labor before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have communication, relationship with God so God can move on your behalf. You know, we can't take God as person that, boom, you snap your fingers and here it is. No, it's called a process and a relationship with God. And we cannot microwave God because God don't microwave us. Amen. And I believe it's very important that we should wait on him. So as we go into the text basically is saying here is that the concept of waiting for the Lord is a descriptor of what ought to be the focus and the mindset of every Christian. And what I'm saying is that to wait on the Lord, it's important. We should be focused. We should be having a mindset to wait on the Lord, because if we don't wait on the Lord, we can miss out on our blessings. Mm-hmm. If we go before God, we can miss our promises. If we go before the Lord, we can mess ourselves up. And then you find yourself and say, how did I get here? Well, what happened? You went before the Lord instead of waiting on him. Amen. Once again, it's important, once again, I'm going to say it again, to be focused in mindset on the Lord, because we are surrounded by so many distractions that causes us to be impatient. When I say distractions, when we look at things that, when you're waiting for the Lord and you see something and you be like, I'm waiting on the Lord, but this looks good. This distraction looks good. I'm going to go for that distraction. Mm-hmm. But knowing that you have to stay focused and you have to have the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to wait on the Lord until he do this for me, instead of running before him. It's like we got to have, a transformation mind to know that, you know what, God got my back.
Mm-hmm.
And if he said it, it shall come to pass. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
I believe it's very important. I stress this and I say it again, focus is the main key. We need to stay focused on the prize, which is God. Because, like I said, there's so much stuff out there that can deter us from the will of the Lord. Any questions before I move on?
Amen.
I know it's hard, waiting. Let me go into the scripture here. Waiting, is patience. You're relying on God.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting is, it's a sense of expectation that something good is going to happen. You're expecting God to do this for you when you're waiting on the Lord. Also, when you're waiting, it's not that you just stand still, but you're waiting in his presence. You got to be in his presence as you're waiting. Because I say that, once again, when you're in his presence, and these distractions and these things come your way, you will be able to handle it, because as you're waiting, you're in his presence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any questions before I move on?
Amen.
Amen. And so tonight, as we go further in the text, there's 3 points I want to talk about tonight that God gave me out of this one verse. These verses here. And tonight, one is encouragement, strength, and promise. And so tonight, we're going to talk about encouragement. And once again, into action. Amen. If you have any, questions or any feedback, I welcome it. And so we're going to look at the first point, which is mean encouragement. And that's the first sentence there that says, for those who wait on the Lord. When I looked at that particular sentence, I was already encouraged, because when you wait on the Lord, I'm going to say it again, when you're waiting on the Lord, wait means a sense of expectating. I'm expecting something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're trusting in him. You're putting your hope and your confidence in him. And once you put in your confidence in him, he's going to do it for you. And that's encouragement for me. Whatever that I'm going through, if I'm waiting on the Lord to bring it out, and I have my confidence, my trust in him, I rely on him, that's encouraged enough for me that, you know what, I'm going to make it through. God is going to do whatever he's going to do for me because I've asked of him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Any questions?
Amen.
Amen. So encouragement. And we all need that encouragement. And if you wait on him and know that he got your back and know that deliverance is coming to you, that's enough encouragement for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can stand and wait for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The second is strength. The second point I want to talk about, oh, let me go back. I'm going to go back because I'm rushing. I'm going back to encouragement. When you go to the book of Psalms 27 and 14, we could go there. Psalms 27 and 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As you're waiting in faith, too. When you're exercising your faith also when you're waiting for the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's one of the things of exercising your faith. One way of exercising your faith is to wait. Wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
I have another verse. Psalms 37 and 7. This is a Bible study, so I'm giving you scripture. Psalms 37 and 7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Rest in him. As you're waiting, you're resting in the Lord and waiting for him patiently. In other words, just sit back and chill. Because God got it. No reason for you to be frustrating over your situation. No reason for you to get bent out of shape. If you wait on the Lord, rest in him. It's like if you're frustrated, call on the peace of spirit. The spirit of peace come upon you. Once you call on the spirit of peace, that will give you that's rest in the Lord. Amen. Any questions?
What was the last scripture that you used?
Psalms 37 and 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Psalms 37 and 9. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they should inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a promise, too, because if you wait on the Lord, you can inherit anything that God has because he owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have whatever you want if you just wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's a promise right there.
Amen.
If you wait on him. Any questions before I move forward?
No, I'd just like to say... Excuse me, that 37 and 7, I like that. And it talks about fret not thyself because of him who prosper in the way. You know, sometimes when we're waiting and we're seeing other people seemingly move ahead or getting what they asked for, or I don't know if they're asking, whatever, or making things happen, you have to stay focused and rest in the Lord, knowing that your time will come. And sometimes we will, like you said in the beginning, Pastor, sometimes we'll get distracted. And instead of waiting on God, our eyes will start focusing on that person that's prospering in the way. And then it makes us anxious. So what we have to do is rest and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Amen.
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 Amen. And also, in that waiting, you have to have confidence, too. You got to believe that he's going to do it. You really got to have confidence in him. And the way to have that confidence in him is a relationship. Because it's all about a relationship. Because if you have a relationship in someone and in God, and you really believe that he could do whatever he could do for you, that's a relationship. You have to build that relationship with him to have that confidence in him. Mm-hmm. And that relationship is praying. That relationship is getting into his word. Get to know him. Labor before him. Study his word. Mm-hmm. That's how you get a relationship with him. Get to know who he is and get to know how he operates.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So while you're in your waiting, you know, if you have all this what I said, it won't be so hard waiting for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have this that confidence and that, like I said, that trust and that hope that he's going to do it for you. Amen. Any questions? Amen. And so we're in the second point. My second point is strength. I like this one. And it says, strength says, shall renew their strength. That is my second point. And when I looked up the word renew meant to me revived, cause to flourish again. See, when you're renewed and you refresh, you begin to be revived. You have the energy to go forward again. Things that was dead becomes alive again. Amen. When you get that strength, and listen, when the Lord renews your strength, like the scripture says, a new kind of life begins. And what I mean by that is that your thinking pattern begins to change. And once your thinking pattern begins to change, your habits change. Amen.
Amen.
There's a different mindset begins to develop when you have a renewed mind because your mind becomes refreshed again. You could say, okay, I'm renewed now. All those dead things, I'm alive again. I can rethink again. Amen? Any questions? You know, I always say that when we walk in our own strength, we faint, we fall. But when we walk in God's strength, we can arise above all difficulties in our life. Amen. Faith becomes stronger. Your faith becomes stronger when you begin to walk in His strength. Because sometimes, you know, when I got to get up to go to work, and I don't want to get up, but my prayer is every day, Lord, allow me to walk in your strength today. Because I know what I'm going to have to deal with. I deal with children. I teach children, four-year-olds. And sometimes it can get crazy. And I need that strength. I need God's strength to help me through the day. You know, if some of you have kids, you understand how children can really get to you. And you just need that strength to get through it.
That's right.
And every day, that's what I ask for before I get up. Lord, allow me to walk in your strength, because if I walk in my strength, man, I'll fail. I'll fall. I'll mess up. I'll say things that I shouldn't be saying. So it's important that you begin to walk in God's strength. Any questions?
Amen.
When you're walking in God's strength, like I said, you can arise above all difficulties. Any difficulties that's coming your way, you can rise above it because you're walking in His strength and not in yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, situation come your way, you walking in God's strength, you can say, ah, that situation ain't doing nothing to me. I'm an overcomer. I can get over this. Because you're walking in the strength of God and not in yours.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith becomes stronger. Your beliefs become more strong when you're operating and walking in His strength.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Obstacles could be more, it would be easier for you to go over when you're walking in His strength.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Any questions? Like I just read before, Psalm 27:14, the latter part of that said that, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I said, in the Lord. With His strength, He can strengthen your heart. The things, the heart, your heart. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be weak. Make me strong. When you're weak, God, call on the Lord to make you stronger. When you're weak in a situation that you're dealing with, call on the Lord and say, Lord, give me strength over this. See, we don't have to be in weak situations. We don't have to be there. Because we got a Heavenly Father that will give us the strength to make it through.
Amen.
We don't have to be weary in our spirit. We just ask the Lord to give me strength in my spirit. Because sometimes, you know, this flesh, this dirty old flesh can make you get weak at times.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to call on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, help me. We don't have to be in the state that we're in. We don't have to wallow in the state that we're in. All we have to call on the name of Jesus to strengthen us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I love this scripture because this scripture is not even hard to figure out or to understand. It's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on Him. Be encouraged. And walk in His strength. And I believe if we can do those two things so far, that a Christian walk can be easier. I believe sometimes that we make our Christian walk so hard because we don't follow the tools that God has given us. And this is one of the tools that we can follow to live in this life. Because He knows it's hard for us, but He's given us these tools to follow so it won't be so hard on us. Amen. Any questions? I don't hear nobody out there tonight.
I think we just speak for you.
Hello?
Any questions?
You have a comment? Someone.
Any comment?
Go ahead, your mic is open.
Oh, you know, I just want to make a statement because my aunt died on like a week ago, and we had her funeral Saturday. And my cousin wanted me to speak on her. And I had my scripture and everything down, what I was going to say. But, you know, and I said, well, Lord, whatever your will is for me to say, I'll say, you know. And when I got up there, it's like I forgot everything I had down on the paper. I didn't even go according to the paper.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Holy Spirit just took over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so amazed because I knew it had to have been the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, that took over. And people was like, oh, you was like a evangelist. You should be a minister. But mm-hmm. it wasn't me. It was God that took over that mm-hmm. wanted whatever he wanted me to say for my aunt. He allowed me to give me the strength to get up there. And it was like I wasn't even myself no more. Mm-hmm. It's like, it was so amazing that it made me that I had the strength that he gave me to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I know mm-hmm. it wasn't me. So it's like mm-hmm. Rose right. talking, I can relate with her because I just experienced that on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you mm-hmm. just got to, you got to just say, Lord, take me out of self and just use me for your glory. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be Libby. I want it to be you, you know. I don't want it, whatever mm-hmm. I do, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be heard. I want mm-hmm. it to be all about Jesus.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And that's what we got to get to our point in our life because some people, well, in general, I'm not talking, just general, people want to do things to be seen or, you know, I
yeah.
gave this one this or I do this one for that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just do it from the heart and just let God bless you. You know what I mean? You don't have to do it to be seen or be heard
mm-hmm.
or I want to be up there and I want to do this. No, just let God use you for his glory because, see, he know what your people, he know what his people need.
That's right.
See, I don't know
that's
your needs.
That's right. That's right.
But if you plant that seed, it got to grow, and it's coming right back to you,
mm,
you know?
That's right.
So it's like we need to just trust God more, totally trust him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all things, we just got to totally trust God, you know?
Amen.
Amen.
And my pastor always said, you can praise God while everything is good, but can you praise God while things are going bad,
amen.
You know?
Amen.
That's right.
And that's when we got to get to the point where we can, I mean, it's all right coming out the mouth. Anything can come out this mouth, but it isn't in the heart. You know? It got to be in that heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it was so amazing that my aunt always, I'm going off the subject a little bit, but my aunt always, when you see her, she'll say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I mean, all the time. So growing up as a kid, you think she just saying it. You know, it's just a word. At least, well, even as a grown person, I was like, I thought it was just a word, you know. But to see her on her, I mean, it was so amazing. I had to tell my the Lord gave me that scripture saying, you have fight a good fight and you finish your course. And I had to go up there and tell her that. Like, Henrietta, you fight a good fight. You finish your course. You know, because it was so amazing that she could have praised God when her oxygen level went down, when her blood pressure went down. She knew that she was sick, but yet she said, I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, and that's what we need to get in our life, where we can totally trust God no matter what. And when she closed, I said, Lord, I want to have that faith, you know. That no matter what I go through in life, I just want to have the faith to still trust you.
Amen.
Amen.
Truly,
Amen.
That's all we need. All we need is get to that place in our life where we can totally trust God, not just out the mouth, but in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, we lose our job. Yes, Lord, I trust you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we go through, can we still trust God?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so, with that, we're talking about the strength and how the strength God gave her, the strength to do that. That, you know, that lets me know that she
relationship.
She relied on God. She relied on him. You know, and she put God first, and let God do what he had to do in her. So that's a wonderful testimony, Olivia. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That you really opened up and you allowed God to come in and take control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is when you're walking in God's strength. You really open up and you let him take the lead. And some, and we have to get to that point as well, is really open up our hearts, open up our spirit to God, and let Him come in and take that control.
Amen.
Because He's the only, He made us, so He knows us. So why not let Him take that control?
Mm-hmm.
He knows our beginning and our end.
Amen.
So it, why not let Him take that control? Allow Him, allow you to walk in His strength. Lean and depend on Him. That's what He's, that's what God is there for. He wants us to lean and depend on Him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I have another scripture, which is Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in trouble, lean on Him. Because He will give you the strength to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He will. We don't have to go to drugs. We don't have to go to women, men, gambling. We don't have to go through all that. When we're in trouble, go to the man.
You'll fight every battle in your life. Sickness, He'll fight every battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll give you the strength to overcome those things. But we got to learn to open up, get a relationship, and totally trust Him.
You
got to trust Him where you don't even see it. You got to totally trust Him. When you thought when the back, the walls are back, when you're back against the wall, nothing you can do, it's time to trust Him.
Amen.
We have to trust Him these days. As you see what's going on, we in perilous times now. We in evil times. He's soon to come.
Mm-hmm.
You got to trust Him. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions before I move on? Amen. And my third point is the promise. And it says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Mm-hmm.
And see, after all that, after you're waiting, you walking in God's strength, the promise is now you can overcome the things that's in your life. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So let me go over this with you again. The promise is, as I read, and after you have waited, walking God's strength, the promise is now you can overcome those things in your life. Amen. And I'm explaining as I go. It says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. When I looked up the word mount, mount meant to rise up and get in position.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the revelation. When you're walking in God's strength, now you have the ability to rise up against your situation and now be in place of position to handle your difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you, I don't think anybody understands what I'm saying, but I'm explaining to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. No, it's good. Amen.
When the Bible says they shall mount up with wings like eagles, when you mount up, you have the ability to rise up against everything that's against you.
Amen.
And it puts you in position. And after you get in position, you are in position for the promises that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Amen.
What I'm saying to you is when you're walking, waiting, walking in God's strength, you have the ability to be in position for whatever God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
As you're running, you're not going to get weary. As you're walking, you're not going to faint. As you're running through this life and you're walking through this life, you're not going to faint or get weary because you're waiting, you're walking in strength with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's given you these abilities to do these things as you're waiting on him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Man, it's a good word.
Because as you're waiting on the Lord and patiently waiting for him, difficulties come. Things happen. But if you have the strength of God in you, you are able to stand against that. And while you're standing, you're waiting for God to give you the promise that you ask him for. It's easy to wait for it, what I'm saying. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that you guys get this because I don't know if I'm, you know, articulating it to you the way God gave it to me, because that's the way God gave it to me. And I'm hoping that you guys get it because it's
great.
It's a blessing to me. As I look at this scripture, I have to take it for myself because whatever God gives it to me comes home first. And it's some things mm-hmm. that I'm waiting God to do for me. And, yes, I have gotten weary. But as I read this, it strengthened me in my spirit
mm-hmm.
to say, if I just wait on you and continue to walk in your strength, I'm going to make it through. And I'm going to make it through so that I can receive the promise that God has for me at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need that. We need his strength.
Mm-hmm.
We need his strength like never before.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
This is a great word. I'm just taking my notes. And enjoying it. One of my favorite verses, but I'm really enjoying how you're pulling out the pieces and doing other references to support it. I'm really enjoying this. When you said, when you talked about the promise, and we talk about the promises of Christ, I like when you made it clear that the mouthing up, you said to be renewed in Christ, and this is the way I wrote it down, the mouthing up and moving into position to be an overcomer, but during that waiting period, that's when you're getting prepared and being strengthened. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for that insight.
Amen, amen. Awesome. Amen. And also, when I go back to the verse, it says, they should mount up with wings like eagles. I studied that a little bit more, and I wondered, I was like, God used this word eagle as a metaphor for strength.
Mm-hmm.
It also said that he used this metaphor in the book of Exodus 19 and 14, mm-hmm. and in the book of Deuteronomy 32 and 11. And he used this metaphor for his children of the Israelites to bring them out and to bring them into safety with him. In other words, he used the eagle as an expression of carrying his people out of safety, out into safety into him. You know, he was the stronghold for them. And he used the word eagle. And I was like, wow, that was something significant to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe if the eagle can be strong, I believe that we could be strong too. If he can mount up, you know how an eagle goes.
Mm-hmm.
He soars high. And if the eagle could do that, I know that we can soar over our situation.
Mm-hmm.
With the help of God, with his strength. So that was very significant to me.
Man.
You know, how God used that. So, you know, waiting on the Lord is very vital, very important. We wonder why we have so much mishaps and hiccups, because we don't wait on the Lord. We move before He moves. And I say that, you know, He made us, He ordained us, He designed us, so He knows our way. So why not just wait on Him? But then we have the enemy to come in our mind. Oh, he ain't gonna do it. Just go that route. Go around God. But when you have a relationship with God and you know how He operates, you won't have to listen to that voice that tells you to go around God. Amen. Any questions?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So,
just wait on Him, you know. Be a good courage. Be patient. You know.
Hello.
And let God
I'm sorry, I came on a little late, but could you give me that definition of waiting on the Lord again?
Waiting on the Lord means a sense of expecting of something good to happen, expecting of attitude of faith, trusting in Him, confidence in Him, relying on Him. Amen. And while you're waiting for God, being in His presence is not just to stand still and do nothing. But as you're waiting, continue to be in His presence. Stay in His presence.
Amen.
Because we need to stay in His presence, because like I said before, we have distractions while we're waiting. And those distractions can draw us away from God. But if you stay in His presence, we can rebuke those distractions.
Amen.
And thank you.
Because when I think about those distractions could look really, really good. You know, it could sound good, look good, tastes good, but, and as we're waiting on the Lord, you know, we want to just grab a distraction. But we can't do that, because if we do that, we can miss God. We can miss the things that He has for us. If we look at those distractions, because like I said, it could look good, taste good, smell good. And distractions draw you to them, to whatever distraction that you may have. But if you know that God promised you something other than that distraction, you need to stay on that side and wait for Him. Because if you go with that distraction, you're going to be jacked up. You're going to be messed up. And wondering, why, God, I'm in this place. God, what did I do wrong? You didn't wait.
Amen.
Amen. And keep that mind.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm finished, Elder.
I was just going to make a comment, you know, that oftentimes waiting is the hardest part. That's the hardest part, is just waiting. And we find that because, and you said earlier, you used the word microwave, because we want everything to happen right away. But when we do wait on the Lord, it's almost like we exchange our strength. You know, we're weak, and God is strong, and we're just giving our weakness to Him, and He's giving us His strength. to us, so that we can go on a little further. But I'm enjoying your word. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. So tonight, I just say once again, is wait on Him. That's an easy text, easy scripture. Basically, just wait on Him.
Amen.
Let Him renew your strength.
Amen.
Amen. So once again, my 3 points is, again, for anybody that came on later. My 3 points I had was encouragement, strength, and promise.
Amen.
And so those are my 3 points.
And praise the Lord.
Be encouraged today, saints. Be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And know that God got your back. Amen.
Amen.
Any comments, any questions?
The mics are open.
See that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't say nothing because they're scared. They
no.
be there, but they're scared,
mm-hmm.
and the enemy got you fear where you can't open up,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if you begin to open up, then
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit takes over anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
mm-hmm. when I first started listening, I was scared to say something. You know, but as I go listen, I just share my words too, you know, my words, my testimony. And,
mm-hmm.
and you don't think of it no more. You just share because God been too good for us just to hold back.
Mm-hmm. I like the part where you said, excuse me for cutting you off.
Mm-hmm.
I like the part where you said being in position. And when you said that, my mind went to David when he came up against Goliath. And how in God's strength, David faced Goliath. And we have Goliaths in our lives, different
mm-hmm.
mountains or different giants in our lives that we have to kill. And what he did was he went in the strength of the Lord, and he stood his ground. And with that, God gave David the victory over Goliath. He was bigger than him. Who was bigger than him. And
mm-hmm.
I like what you said. And in David's position, needing no armor, in David's position, going in the strength of the Lord, he slew the giant. And
mm-hmm.
the victory was his. And the promise was that this day, Goliath's head would be in the hands of David. So I thank God for that. When you said in position, we have to be in position.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I like that.
Right.
And, you know, and as we get closer to the hour, I think we're looking at 6 minutes left. But, you know,
yeah.
and also in terms of, I think of in terms of there are so many who are sick. There are so many who are, who has been stressed out,
mm-hmm.
family issues, financial issues, and
mm-hmm.
the word that might be that it serves notice to them that
mm-hmm.
what they've been praying for, it's a matter of waiting.
Right.
It's a matter
mm-hmm.
of waiting. That person who's in the hospital who may be getting a blood, you know, transfusion. You know, and wondering
mm-hmm.
if they're going to make it through. You know, wondering if they're going to make it through. It serves notice to them
mm-hmm.
that patience in God is strength.
Mm-hmm.
Patience in God is strength.
Mm-hmm.
We want everything to happen
right.
when we want it to happen, but it just does not happen like that. I believe
mm-hmm.
God is just testing us to see if we have the patience to wait on Him.
Mm-hmm.
See, because when we wait on Him, well, I feel that when we wait on Him, we don't lose out on time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We don't lose out on time. Because God is the author of time. So by the time mm-hmm. he blesses us, it's almost like it was right on time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just been encouraged by the word, you know. And again, I just hear so many that are having some issues, hospital issues, cancer, so on and so forth. All these sickness,
yeah.
you know, just plaguing the earth, just
mm-hmm.
plaguing
mm-hmm.
the earth. You know, so I just, you know, that just to mm-hmm. me just serves notice to those who's waiting, who's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be patient. Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And rest. And rest. Rest in the mm-hmm. Lord. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We have to learn how to rest. He says, come
right.
into my rest.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And when
Hallelujah.
You do that, that waiting won't seem so, you know, like ongoing, ongoing. I'm still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But if we rest in the Lord and in the
mm-hmm.
power
right.
of his strength,
Amen.
He
right.
will give us the strength. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's one thing I like when stated, you know, the rest in the Lord. It's hard for us to, it's hard for people to rest in the Lord because we're so
mm-hmm.
antsy and anxious and,
mm-hmm.
you know, God, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
not your time. I think, you know, when God does something, it's your time. That's your time, you know. We can't go ahead of time, you know, because
mm-hmm.
if we go ahead of time or if he gives us something premature, we're going to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to rest in him and wait on him, because if he gives it to us ahead of time and we're not ready to receive the promise or whatever that he has for you,
mm-hmm.
then we messed it up. We messed the blessing up.
Amen.
And we're not able to
Amen.
Handle it. So why not rest
mm-hmm.
in him and wait for him. Wait for his call.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good word for me and hope for all as well.
Amen.
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 All right, I'm done,
Elder. I'm leaving the mic open in case anyone has any more comments before we come to the close. Now, we're looking at maybe about 3 minutes remaining before we are going to go in our segment of closing with the Liberty Gate. Amen?
Amen.
Mic's open. The mic's open.
That was really a good word. I received it.
Amen.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Well, we want to thank you once again, Elder Rose, for just blessing us with the Word of God, blessing us with the Word of God. You know, and I just pray that we just apply it to our hearts, we apply it to our walk, our everyday life, because that is definitely essential in our walk with Christ. So we thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're looking at next week we have Minister Robinson, who has sent me a text and wants to
Praise
come back
God.
On. He has a meeting for us. Amen. So looking forward to this. Again, we thank you once again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We invite you to be a part of this interactive Bible study. We just have a good time in the world, in the Lord.
Yes.
So just remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I taste the dawn.